Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. On today's call, we're going to discuss unrighteousness, the expose. Stay with us. It'll bless you. 1 John 1:9, Classic Amplified Bible. If we freely admit that we have sinned and confess our sins, He is faithful and just, true to His own nature and promises, and will forgive our sins, dismiss our lawlessness, and continuously cleanse us.
Think of that, continuously cleanse us.
Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's so good. Everything not in conformity to His will and purpose, thought, and action.
Wow.
We rejoice that He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, that's something we should shout about.
Yes.
Maybe even get up and run around the room about. To be unrighteous, we first must have been righteous. We were still sinners, then we would not have been righteous. So at some point, it means that we were born again. Sadly, there are too many folks who've attended church, sang songs of praise and love to the Lord, only to backslide. Generally, people who backslide are not disappointed with God, but with themselves, or perhaps even another saint in the church. Unfortunately, sometimes it's the pastor who may have fallen into sin. People tend to look toward and often idolize the messenger instead of the one in the message.
Mm-hmm.
It is interesting that this verse equates unrighteousness with everything not in conformity to His will and purpose, thought, and action. So putting it that way, we could say, if we're not conforming to the purpose, thought, process, and actions of the Lord and His word, then we're guilty of unrighteousness.
So the key to know is, what is God's purpose for our life? If you're not dreaming it, living it, manifesting it, then are you guilty of unrighteousness? That's an interesting thought, isn't it? Have you sought His presence to determine His plans for you? In Exodus 9, verse 16 in the Classic Amplified, it says, "But for this very purpose have I let you live, that I might show you my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth." Wow. In Romans 9, verse 17, it says, "For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purposes have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth." God wants to manifest His power in and through each one of our lives. What a glorious honor that we have been well called and chosen to be ambassadors for our Lord. And you can read all about it in 2 Corinthians 5:20. 2 Corinthians 5, starting with verse 20. That's why it's an insult to God when we give Him less than our best efforts with the talents, even the money, as well as our time that He's given us. Genesis 12:2 in the Classic Amplified says, "And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you with abundant increase of favor." Think of that. "And make your name famous and distinguished, and you will be a blessing, dispensing good to others." Now, you know, we know He's talking to Abraham here. And the key being that we, being heirs of Abraham, are going to be part of all of that manifestation. You know, the manifestation of God's purpose is sometimes hindered by the plans we make for ourselves. Our purpose is not to plan the purchases we will make with the blessings we will receive from our labor. Our purpose is not determined by where we work or what we drive or where we live, right?
That's it. But we must pursue with passion God's purpose for our lives. Proverbs 19:12, New Living Translation. You can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail.
I've always been amazed and kind of, well, awestruck by that scripture.
It's amazing. That scripture in 1 John 1:9 also says that we must be cleansed of our unrighteousness for not conforming to his thoughts. Some would immediately say that we can't know his thoughts. They would quote Isaiah 55:8, which in the Amplified Bible says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, says the Lord." But the next verse says, "For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." Naturally, God's ways are higher than ours because he's God. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, which are why we have been directed to conform to his image.
That's right.
1 Corinthians 2:16, Classic Amplified. "For who has known or understood the mind, the counsels, and purposes of the Lord, so as to guide and instruct him and give him knowledge? But we have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart." The New Living Translation of that particular scripture, 1 Corinthians 2:16, says, "Who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ."
Hallelujah. What things should we be understanding? Well, what things should we be thinking on? Philippians 4:8-9. Philippians 4:8-9 in the Message Bible says, summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies. His thoughts should be our thoughts, so his ways can become our ways. And as we often say, not trying to bring God down to our way of thinking, but to lift ourselves up to his way of thinking.
That's right.
Because one of our really favorite verses, I know my husband's for sure, is Jeremiah 29:11. And in the New International Version, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me," that says verse 12, "then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Wow. If our thoughts are not lining up with God's thoughts, the kind of things that he's thinking toward us, then we're guilty of unrighteousness. That's what the word says. But we can rejoice because he forgives and cleanses all unrighteousness. All we have to do is quote John 1:19, that we're guilty of unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9, that we're guilty of unrighteousness if our actions don't conform to his actions. The actions we take should be directed by the thoughts of our hearts, sometimes not our minds. Our goal is to be a person after God's own heart. Proverbs 14:14, Classic Amplified says, "The backslider in heart from God and from fearing God should be filled with the fruit of his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied with the fruit of his ways, with the holy thoughts and actions which his heart prompts and in which he delights."
You know, it's important that we consider every gift we make to the Lord. Our giving shouldn't be matter of fact. Our offerings should not be based on what we have. God carefully watches the actions of our giving. Malachi 1:11-13, New Living Translation. "But my name is honored by people of other nations from morning till night. All around the world they offer sweet incense and pure offerings in honor of my name. For my name is great among the nations, says the Lord of the heaven's armies. But you dishonor my name with your actions. By bringing contemptible food, you're saying it's all right to defile the Lord's table. You say it's too hard to serve the Lord and you turn your noses at my command, says the Lord of heaven's armies. Think of it. Animals that are stolen and crippled and sick are being presented as offerings. Should I accept from you such offerings as these? Asks the Lord.
Mm.
In other words, if we're not giving God our best, then our actions will result in unrighteousness and an unwanted response from the Lord.
Wow, Malachi 1:10 says, I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts, neither will I accept an offering at your hand. Just as in 2 Timothy 4:14, Alexander the coppersmith found out, the Lord will pay him back for his actions, what Paul said. Judgment day will come. We may not be thinking about it very often, but it will come. Revelation 22:12, Classic Amplified says, Behold, I am coming soon, and I shall bring my wages and rewards with me to repay and render to each one just what his own actions and his own work merit. That's a lot to think about. Wow. Our actions should continually reflect God's purpose in our lives and his thoughts, even in the sense that we are just asking him to help his purposes be our purposes.
That's right.
John 8:38, Classic Amplified Bible, John 8:38 says, I tell the things which I have seen and learned at my Father's side, and your actions also reflect what you have heard and learned from your Father. So what has God taught us? Given it shall be given unto you, in Luke 6:38. And in Romans 13:8, it says, owe no debts, but a huge debt of love. And Galatians 6:7 says, whatever you sow, you will reap.
You know, that list of scriptures could go on and on.
Mm.
If we mess up in our purpose, thoughts, and actions, we must fess up. And when we do, he will cleanse us of all unrighteousness. But he'll do even more. 2 Corinthians 9:8, Classic Amplified. And God is able to make all grace, earthly favor, and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always, and in all circumstances, and whatever need, be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation.
Mm.
Now, that's something to think about, and truthfully, something to shout about.
Yes, and I think that as a new believer, I remember thinking, am I sinning? Let me tell you this. If you're bombarded with enemy thoughts, and that's exactly what it is, am I doing what's right? You don't have to worry about doing right.
That's
it. Because the truth of the matter is, if the Lord wants to correct you, he will correct you on that specific thing. The enemy will bombard you and go, oh, you're not doing right. Well, if he can't name it, then I promise you, you're not doing it. It's just the enemy trying to trip you up.
That's good.
If we are sensitive to the Lord, just praying and speaking and reading his word, then he will show us in a kind way, not a condemning way, in a kind way where we can be better.
That's exactly right. And that's something to think about.
It is.
On this marvelous Monday.
Yes.
And every other day of the week.
That's right.
If you're blessed by the ministry to teaching, go to heraldhearing.com. Click the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.